the streets of Nairobi, some Kenyans told VOA Donald Trump's victory in the U.S. election was going to be a good thing for Africa.
I'm expecting a lot to see happening between the two countries, economy-wise, maybe exchange programs for students and stuff like that.
Eric Mwenda was rooting for Trump's Democratic opponent, Vice President Kamala Harris.
Because she understands the people. I feel like the other one is a bit too racist. He's very mean.
Kenya was the first African country to be elevated recently to the status of a non-NATO U.S. ally by the Biden administration, which also pledged to contribute $300 million to help Kenyan police lead a multinational force in Haiti. Some analysts say they are worried about what Trump will bring. Edgar Githua is an international relations, diplomacy, and security analyst teaching at Strathmore University in Kenya.
He might start releasing executive orders that will resign, for example, Kenya's designation as a NATO non-major ally. He might just scale down on his support on the Haitian post-conflict reconstruction problem. So the $300 million pledged, I don't know how much has been paid so far. You might just find him, growing cold feet and saying that's not his problem and scaling that down.
He says other policies could also shift depending on the country.
Countries like Uganda will benefit because Trump will not really put pressure on them the way the Biden administration put on them because of their LGBTQ plus stand and discourse. But on the flip side, Russia has made strong inroads into the Sahel region and other parts of Africa. Trump is not going to lift a finger to stop the Russians.
Tom Wolf, an independent researcher and political analyst, attended a watch party organized by Democrats abroad in Nairobi. He said that based on Trump's first term, he doesn't think Trump has interest in promoting democracy and human rights on the continent in general, and Kenya in particular. But on the other hand,
in terms of commercial economic competition and encouragement for developing further connections between American and Kenyan businesses, I would expect that to continue.
Also at the watch party, we spoke with Martha Karua, who was the running mate for opposition leader Raila Odinga in Kenya's 2022 general elections. She's also a former member of parliament and justice minister. She remembers Trump's first term, during which he referred to Africa using degrading language.
I have greater hopes in what we can do for ourselves, but he hasn't made very good comments about Africa calling us names, but it is the responsibility of the leaders in Africa to push for respect and recognition as equal human beings by the partners we work with.
A Trump inauguration is slated for January. Mariama Diallo, VOA News, Nairobi.